You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome one and all to tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. It is Saturday evening, June the 20th, and we had an incredible show, a very uplifting show planned for you this evening, during which we were going to celebrate Father's Day. My birthday is coming up on Monday, so it's a very eventful weekend with friends and family for yours truly over the course of the next couple of days. And I was going to give credit to the audience members in Arizona and Washington State, respectively, for giving to me my first two birthday cards that I had received. And anyway, you know, we like to open the show, and I want to thank y'all for that, by the way, to Steve in Arizona and James in Washington. My first two birthday cards, not from my wife, my parents, my brother, or my co-hosts, but from listeners of this show, and we are a family here, that's for sure. Anyway, we like to open up the show typically with a little light banter and some announcements before we set the table and move on with the agenda for the rest of the show. But, of course, after what transpired in the beautiful and iconic city of Charleston, South Carolina, a city that I have fallen in love with, it's just a majestic place, one of the, again, most historic cities in the country, founded in the 1600s, and it's got a great southern charm, and I've been fortunate enough to spend a little time there in Charleston with her people, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And, of course, a lot of that was sullied in a way with the shooting there at the church, and that story is, of course, going to dominate the program tonight. We have scrapped everything, and we are going to be spending the entire 3 hours discussing the situation in Charleston in a very objective manner, the likes of which I think all others who have covered this have failed in doing it, at least in terms of the establishment media, of course. We're going to dissect this thing and look at it from every angle, and there are a lot of angles to be looked at here, and new ones are apparently coming to light every hour, even as this show is being broadcast live. Once again, welcome to the program. I am your host, James Edwards. Keith Alexander in studio with me. You will hear from each of the four regular Political Cesspool hosts this evening. My co-host, of course, Keith, and then Winston Smith in the second hour, and Eddie Miller in the third hour. And we're going to be talking about this from every possible angle. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, a registered nurse by trade after his two tours of duty in Vietnam, where he served this country as a combat medic. He's going to give us the ins and outs of the effects of these drugs that the alleged shooter was supposedly on. And then, you know, and I say supposedly because this thing is just absolutely, positively falling into the lap of the media and the government. All too conveniently, it's checking all of the boxes that they would like to have checked. And Keith, with that being said, without further ado, I'd like to bring you in on this conversation. You and I had lunch yesterday, and we brainstormed this and sort of talked about some of the things we would be covering over the course of the next 3 hours. Obviously, even more has come to light and developed since our meeting yesterday afternoon. But why don't you kick this thing off with your preliminary thoughts, and then we'll start taking this thing point by point.
Well, the media reaction, I think, is reminiscent of Rahm Emanuel's famous quote, "Never let a crisis go to waste." This is a crisis, and this is made to order for the left's agenda and advancing the left's agenda on the issue of race relations. This is that man bites dog incident in which there is a white perpetrator of mass murder against black people. And quite frankly, that is not the normal profile of crime. The American Association of Journalists, or some professional journalist group, has specifically said that they are intentionally not reporting the race of perpetrators when the race of perpetrators are black. But on the other hand, when it's a white perpetrator like this, and think of all the times they've swung and missed recently, from Trayvon Martin to Ferguson, Missouri, to Eric Garner, to Michael Brown, to one in Charleston, South Carolina before this, involving a policeman, murders of the two policemen in New York City that we got the live feed on several months ago. All of these things have been attempts to pillory the police and the so-called white establishment with responsibility for crimes against innocent black civilians. And the thing is, none of these have panned out, but that hasn't stopped the left from trying to perpetuate that particular myth. Now they've had something drop in their lap that is made to order for them, and they're having a feeding frenzy, James.
Well, they are. And, of course, if you don't know what we're talking about, perhaps you were on another planet the last few days, but apparently there's been a young man, I believe in his early 20s, perhaps 21 years of old, years of age, if I'm not mistaken, named Dylan Roof, who walked into a historic black church in Charleston, South Carolina, opened fire after an hour spent, I guess, praying with them or sitting inside their service, killed nine individuals. And I guess we should feel compelled, and I certainly do, feel compelled to say, of course, that our hearts and prayers are with the victims of that, the innocent victims of this shooting.
And their family.
It's a tragedy. You know, I don't think that it should be required that we say that. It should be completely understood by anyone who was tuned into this show tonight, friend and foe alike. But I have received requests for comment from several media outlets this afternoon, and certainly members or representatives from America's two most prominent hate groups, the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center, are undoubtedly tuned in this evening. So for the record, it's a senseless tragedy. We wish that it had never happened. And, you know, should everything play out in court as it appears to have transpired, apparently he has already admitted his guilt, then we certainly would recommend the death penalty for this individual. The only problem with the death penalty is that it is not used often enough and it is not used quickly enough. So let that be said here at the very beginning of the program, that this was an unmitigated tragedy. And it was tragic for more reasons than one. Certainly the foremost reason of the tragedy was for the loss of life that incurred there, at those church, and for those families of those who were slain. But above and beyond that, Keith, it certainly sets back the legitimate interests of those of us who do have the courage and the willingness to stand up and speak out about certain taboo issues. And the first thing you learned about this shooter in the aftermath, in the wake of the crimes, was that he was apparently motivated in some regards to do what he did by his understanding of black-on-white crimes, black-on-white murders, black-on-white rapes. Specifically, he mentioned the rapes. And we're going to pause there and continue right after these words with that element of the story. And that is just the first of more than a dozen that we will give you our take on, our unique perspective, objective commentary tonight on the political cesspool. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back to the Political Cesspool, everybody. James Edwards and Keith Alexander here. Wishing we were talking about something else for many reasons. Obviously, the first and foremost being we wish that nine people hadn't been killed. They had nothing to do with anything that motivated this fellow to take action, the supposed reasons that he took action. And as I said, there are so many elements and facets to the story, you struggled to determine where you want to begin. But let's begin with what I was about to get into before the first commercial break of tonight's broadcast. Supposedly, this guy was motivated by his understanding of black-on-white rapes and murders. And apparently, he had been pictured wearing a vest that had the flag of the former African state of Rhodesia and the former flag of apartheid-era South Africa. So let's just stop right there and look at those two things. Let's just say, for instance, that he truly was wearing those flags on his vest and that they were not photoshopped in. Because, again, I take nothing for granted when it comes to the establishment media. And I certainly don't take anything they say in the spirit of truth. But let's just say that that was a real vest and that was a real picture. So he understands that thousands upon thousands of innocent white men and women and children have been massacred in what I think you could very seriously call a genocide, and rightly justify in calling a genocide. He's concerned with genocide in South Africa. He is concerned with the over-the-top numbers of black-on-white white rapes and murders. And I heard someone on NBC a couple of days ago, Keith, saying, where did he breathe? To which planet did he go where he breathed in these noxious fumes where he could pretend as though this exists? And I guess that planet would be the United States Department of Justice, because they have verified that there are over 100 black-on-white rapes every day in this country, every day in this country. And according to the statistics that we've uncovered, there were 400 black-on-white murders in America last year. This year, there are nearly 200 and counting. So basically what I'm saying is this. These are legitimate issues. The genocide in South Africa is real. The disproportionate frequency in which blacks rape or murder whites is a very real problem. These are legitimate concerns, but they certainly, and there's nothing wrong with pointing those concerns out and being motivated to speak out about those things. Obviously, where you draw the line is taking matters into your own hands, and rather than having a productive manner for addressing these issues, you go out and you play into the hand of people like the government and like the media, who are just salivating for an opportunity to blame those of us who also share these concerns with somehow being linked, quote-unquote, to the shooter.
Look, you cannot be held responsible for someone's psychotic reaction to the truth. And as it says in the Bible, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's unfortunate that he would have to come to anyone's website in order to get this information. It ought to be reported on a daily basis by the news media if, and this is very important, if the news media was really interested in the truth. They used to say, give light and the people will find their own way. Unfortunately, the mainstream media is intentionally keeping the light off of these topics. And it is probably a surprise to many people when they learn the truth. But on the other hand, no one at the Council of Conservative Citizens or any other group, by the way, and who knows, first of all, who knows the source of this so-called manifesto.
We haven't even gotten into that yet, but
whether he's actually said what is being attributed to him. But if it was, you know, what's wrong with telling the truth? No one, as far as I can see, has ever said that any organization like the Cesspool or the Council of Conservative Citizens or any other mainstream group or other group has tried to provoke people to violence, has hinted or suggested that they take the law into their own hands. And if he's not affiliated, as I understand, in any way with either the council or with other groups.
Well, to back up what Keith's saying and to give you a little perspective and depth to this, this is something that just came to our attention within the last hour of going on the air. I got into the studio tonight about an hour and a half before showtime and was made aware of this. But apparently, the authorities have conveniently uncovered a supposed manifesto in which the alleged shooter, Dylan Roof, gives credit to the Council of Conservative Citizens for turning him on to the information that
about
he used
black on white crime.
About black on white crime that he is said to have used to motivate his actions. And this is specifically what he writes in the manifesto.
Supposedly,
of course, because you know we know that he was on drugs, and this is something that we're going to be talking about later on in the program too. He had been arrested, I think, a couple of times for possession or distribution of some heavy narcotics, controlled substances. He was on Suboxone. Is the drug he was on, and that's been related and played a role in a number of violent outbursts and shootings such as this. Again, that's all coming up. So it's amazing that he would have the presence of mind to write a manifesto that is relatively well-written while he is under the psychological drama that these drugs would inflict. But anyway, it is said that he wrote this. The event that truly awakened me was the Trayvon Martin case. I kept hearing and seeing his name, and eventually I decided to look him up. I read the Wikipedia article, and right away I was unable to understand what the big deal was, the shooter supposedly writes, and continues. It was obvious that Zimmerman was in the right. But more importantly, this prompted me to type into the words black on white crime into Google, and I have never been the same since that day. The first website I came to was that of the Council of Conservative Citizens. Now, since this came to light this afternoon, the council has been under attack. Their website is down. They have been getting inquiries from every reporter in the world, it appears, because they are, of course, in the perverted mind of the media. They are responsible. They are linked to this guy. They are responsible for his actions because they report the truth about certain hate crimes that otherwise wouldn't be reported. So now the media is using this to go after those who righteously and justifiably share these concerns. Number one, they're going after guns. That was the first thing Obama went after, was, you know, that
gun ownership.
It was not Dylann Roof that killed the people. The gun opened the door, walked in there, and started shooting people. And, you know, you hate to politicize this. I mean, what we should be doing is mourning the fact that a psychopath went in there and shot
innocent people.
But instead, we have to talk about guns. We have to talk about the fact that he went to the Council of Conservative Citizens website apparently one time, and they are somehow responsible for this. And it just goes on and on and on. I tell you, the media and the government loves what is going on here. I mean, this could not have fallen into their laps any more conveniently. They will use this to sully those of us who, as I've mentioned a time or two now already, articulate concerns related to those that the shooter apparently had. They will use this to strengthen the teeth on hate crimes legislation and hate speech laws that are Orwellian poison that has already infected and been inflicted upon our people throughout Europe and Canada, really every country save the United States. And Kevin McDonald has written about this. If I don't have time to finish this, we'll do it after the break. But this is what Kevin McDonald writes. I'll just read an excerpt from his article about this at the Occidental Observer. He writes, whereas the white racist narrative of the Ferguson and Baltimore events completely fell apart upon the further scrutiny, and the riots only confirmed stereotypes of the black underclass, Charleston will live on as a paradigm of pervasive white racism and will be used to attack anything remotely connected to white identity. I'll follow up with that when we come back right after this. Stay tuned.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
There seems to be a problem here. I'm channel surfing on the telly, searching for the real news, but blimey, the American cable networks all seem to be reporting the same news. That's when I stumbled upon DailyKen.com. DailyKen.com sniffs out the news stories the others overlook. DailyKen.com doesn't try to be politically correct. Rather, DailyKen.com works hard to find stories ignored by the mainstream media. DailyKen.com adds commentary, insights, and sometimes a touch of humor. Well, there you have it. DailyKen.com. No more cable news networks for me.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back, everybody. Talking before the break, the media, the government, the head table in Washington, D.C. has checked all the boxes. You know, they are linking this guy with some pretty creative ways to everything that they would like to see done away with gun control. Hillary Clinton, listen to this. Hillary Clinton basically said that Donald Trump was responsible for the shooting because of his comments on illegal aliens. All right. Kevin McDonald continues in an article that I was referencing just before the break on talk radio. McDonald writes he heard a caller demand in a very morally and self-righteous manner that any website or media visited by Dylann Roof should be shut down. And now we find the situation with the Council of Conservative Citizens. And I want to say something very clearly.
Wouldn't it be interesting if he was a member of the Democratic Party?
This is what I was about to say. Keith, you're stealing my thunder. You know, I said before, you know, has this guy breathed air, drank water, gone to McDonald's? Are these
McDonald's
things responsible? Well, this is it. I mean, what if he one time, well, he was 21. You can vote when you're 18. What if he voted for a Republican or a Democrat? What if he went in and voted? Is that party that he voted for responsible for this murder? I want to say this, though, or for this mass murder. This is the point in time where a lot of people would cut tail and run. This is the time where you separate the men from the boys. And let me tell you something. I want to say this right now, and I want to be very clear and explicit. I am a member of the board of directors from of the Council of Conservative Citizens, and I am proud of it, and I do not hide from that. I do not pretend that I'm not. I am proud to be a member of that organization. I think they do a great job. They're in no way responsible for what happened in Charleston. They're not going to put me on the run, not in any way, shape, or form. The council does good work. They tell the truth. And, you know, again, I question the authenticity of this so-called manifesto. I question it. But assuming it's true, even if he was a member of the council, even if he was our best friend, we would not in any way be responsible for the actions that an individual takes. And
Of course, none of that is true. This guy was never a member. We've checked with the council. They've checked their membership rolls. Never has attended a function. Never has contributed. None of the above. Nada. Zilch. Nothing like that. Again, this guilt by association that the left, basically they've patented this method of smearing people. They just want to shut up everyone who doesn't toe the politically correct line. The politically correct line is meant to mislead you, meant to prevent people from really discovering what ails them and what ails society. Now, nothing about this episode could, you know, be traced to any group as far as I know. But anyway, I know that one of the first things that the FBI probably did was seize his computer. So any website that he visited apparently is in the crosshairs of the left right now. And the left, the media is
unless he went to the Department of Homeland, unless he went to one of their websites, then of course it's not going to be mentioned.
If he went to the SPLC website.
If he went to the SPLC's website, if he went to the Obama website, if he went to any of those websites, that doesn't matter.
Scrubbed from his computer.
That has nothing to do with anything, as it shouldn't. But in this case, obviously, they're sinking their fangs into this, their venomous, poisonous, hate-filled fangs, and pretending that because the council reports on the kinds of murders that would be national news if the worst races were reversed, because the council does this, that they are at all responsible. Nobody is responsible for the actions of any man except that man.
Well, you know, just consider this, James. Several years ago, there was a black individual from Jamaica, of Jamaican origin, I think, named Colin Ferguson, who in the New York area got onto a train car and randomly started shooting white passengers. Now, that particular incident, I think, had a larger body toll, larger kill count than the situation in Charleston, but you didn't hear half of the chatter in the mainstream media about that you're hearing about.
Well, Winston Smith, one of our co-hosts, is going to come on. As I said, we're going to be looking at this from every conceivable angle tonight, and Winston Smith's going to be coming on in the second hour, and he's going to be talking about black-on-white mass murders that received very little to no national media attention. And certainly what attention it did receive was not at all focused on the element of race, as, of course, this one is. And he's going to be talking about that in the second hour. In the third hour, Eddie is going to be talking about the effect that the drugs, Eddie's a registered nurse, he's going to be talking about the effects that the drugs could have had and played in this case. It's undoubtable that they played a role, but to the extent we'll explore with Eddie. And we're also going to take a further look into the possibility that this man was a Manchurian candidate or a sleeper agent. I am not saying that that's a fact, but I am saying, without question, that this, if the media and the government could have gotten together in the Hollywood studios and there on the table laid every available resource for them to put together a story that could enable them and justify them to go after the elements of society that they don't like, guns, people who tell the truth, et cetera, et cetera, they could have done no better than come up with this story. They would have never come up with this story, even with those available.
This is a perfect storm. This is something that happens like Halley's Comet flying by once every 75 years or whatever. And this is going to be played for all it's worth by the leftist media. You're going to hear nothing but this for weeks on end now. And, of course, it fits in with what we have pointed out is an obvious assault by the left to try to, I guess, resurrect the civil rights movement. They want the civil rights movement resurrected because that was the one unqualified success among all the radical egalitarian leftist movements that have plagued America since the 1950s. And this, they keep having movies like The Help or Selma or Malcolm X. Whenever public skepticism about global warming or homosexual marriage or any other left-wing project runs into tough sledding, they always trot out some reminiscence about the civil rights movement where everybody knew who the good guys were, they were the left, and who the bad guys were, they were the conservatives.
Again, and the fact that this happened in Charleston, South Carolina, of all places, it didn't happen in some nondescript Midwestern or Northern, or it happened in one of probably the most southern city in the country. It happened at a black church, which, of course, invokes the memory of Birmingham.
In fact, the oldest black church, apparently.
The most historic black church in the world, apparently. And why do we even have black churches if race is such a social construct? It's very racist of them to meet in all black churches, of course. But all of that notwithstanding, it happened there. He supposedly had a Confederate flag bumper sticker. He supposedly posed for this picture with the Rhodesian flag. He supposedly was concerned with black-on-white rapes, as any decent person, regardless of their race, should be concerned with when you have such a pandemic in the midst of your society. And he left a witness and told her to go and tell everybody what he said, what he did, what he believed in, and then he probably gets caught the next day. Come on. I mean, it might have happened like that, but it might not have. I mean, I don't know.
It's just...
Here's the thing. One more thing. He got caught 100 miles away by somebody who recognized him in a car going down the interstate. And finally, though, this is another reminder of the importance of the media. Events like these create the irrational psychological reflex in many of us. And as you mentioned, Keith, they struck out in Ferguson and Baltimore, but they have a gold mine here in Charleston. And the thing is, people who naturally are concerned with the things that we talk about on this show, that the council talks about, so on and so forth, a lot of these people, sadly, will see this and say, well, you know what, those guys are right about a lot of this, but I can't speak out or take action or else I'm going to be associated with the type of person that this guy is. If I stand up and speak out against, interracial rape and murder, if I stand up and speak out about the genocide in South Africa or any other topic along those lines, they're going to think I might be like this guy. I can't take that risk.
And furthermore, every left-wing agenda item, homosexual marriage, global warming, you name it. Now people will be rushing to say they're on the right side, we're on the left side, we're going to pass all of this to show how much we deplore what happened in Charleston. Again, what does one have to do with the other? Don't ask silly questions. You know, it's the left sees them all as an interconnected web. And basically, there's no radical egalitarian movement too far-fetched to deserve not to be enacted into law.
And this is another thing. All life is precious. We're all equal in God's eyes. We should all be equal in the eyes of the law, although that's changing. You know, but this, we talked earlier about these statistics, these cold, hard facts, you know. 100 rapes a day, black on white, they say. They being the Department of Justice. You know, if there were 400 black-on-white murders last year...
How many white-on-black murders were
there? I guess nine. You know, nine this year. And I think there's been nine... You know, you would have heard about it somewhere.
Why is that information suppressed, James? That's a question people have to ask themselves.
Well, I'll let them mull over those rhetorical questions, and we condemn all of those murders. We condemn them equally. Apparently, some lives are more valuable. Some murders are more... We'll be back.
Heinous.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center. Where heritage and responsibility instill character. Where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Welcome back.
Thank
you. Get on the show. Call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
You know, we're talking about the adverse effects that the drugs he was said to have been on may have played in this horrible crime. whether or not he was a Manchurian candidate, that's probably a little more out there. But I think with the way these pieces are falling into place, it at least has to be considered. The possibility at least has to be considered. But we were talking during the break, you know, this guy left the church. He also said that his intention, his hope was that this mass murder would spark a race war. Well, the fact of the matter is, a race war apparently has been going on for a long, long time. And if, again, you look...
Just underreported.
If you look at the statistics pertaining to interracial violence, there is a common denominator there. But what we saw in Charleston was certainly the exception rather than the rule. But if he really wanted to start a race war, why did he leave the church and just drive around until he got caught? I mean, that there's some inconsistencies. I'm glad he did that. I'm glad he didn't find anyone else to shoot. Thank God. But... It all stinks. It all stinks to me for many, many reasons. But I did read an article in Salon Magazine, and they said, what is wrong with white families? Why is it that white families are all the ones, are always the ones that are producing violent men? Outrageous.
Totally ignoring. Totally ignoring the criminal activity statistics.
Yeah, they're totally ignoring the facts. Right, real quick, Eddie, because we got to get the scoop. A quick word from Eddie, who's on deck for the third hour for reasons we've already stated. But very quickly, Eddie, holler it into Keith's mic. I know you're not mic'd up, but
I'm just going to say
we got to get
thing.
The scoop.
Have you people out there ever heard the word Idi Amin? He was black as the ace of spades, and he killed so many people that the electrical generators in the reservoirs out there were actually stopped up with blacks. He was killing blacks by the hundreds.
Well,
his name was
Idi
Amin. They
don't care about black on black crime either.
Black lives only matter if a white person
killed. That's right. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's another interesting point, Eddie. They care about black on black crime about as much as they do black on white crime. Final word before scoop. This will, though, I think sadly, at least in the short term, will likely have a very negative effect for white advocates, people who are concerned about these issues.
It will be used to drive the idea that was so succinctly put by the late unlamented Susan Sontag, that the white race is the cancer of human history. That's the refrain we're going to hear, and you're going to find guilty white liberals coming out of the woodwork as if they were the people that had bought the bullets and bought the gun for this guy.
They finally found one case, one apparent case that they can sink their teeth into. But this deluge of media coverage and white guilt induction will cause even many who are now on board with us, I fear, the need, it will instill within them the need to be less active and less assertive and less confident about their beliefs, because, again, they don't want to be in any way associated with the psychopath. We got to go to Scoop. Scoop, take it over.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Thursday morning, 8:53 local time, I sent a text to Mr. Edwards. I said, please tell me this guy was associated with us or any other group. And, of course, sure enough, supposedly his manifesto pointed the finger at the Council of Conservative Citizens. If you remember Jared Loughner back in Arizona when he shot Congressman Gabby Giffords, somebody at Fox News said Mr. Loughner was associated with American Renaissance. Mr. Loughner's first name was Jared. Jared Taylor's middle name is Jared. He goes by Jared, not Sam, his first name. So somebody decided to put two and two together, which equals absolute zero. So I wouldn't be surprised if that was not the case. He had nothing to do with this Council of Conservative Citizens.
Yeah, see, that's enough of the nexus.
Right. Secondly,
go ahead, Skip. Yeah.
Secondly, the information on the Council of Conservative Citizens is open to everybody. To you, to me, to Mr. Flood, to the SPLC, anybody. It's on the internet. So it's like public information. Number three,
well,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say the SPLC obviously goes to the council's website every day, because every day on the SPLC's website they cite the council. So obviously they're as bad as this guy by their flawed logic. But go ahead, Scoop. I'm sorry to keep interrupting you. Obviously it's a big night, but go ahead.
Number three, if we let's look at the three major streams we had: Arizona, Colorado, and now South Carolina. The perpetrator is a white male under 30 on psychotic drugs. Two or three of them are left of center. And also, there's always outrage when these people do it. Meanwhile, there's no outrage from the black-on-black crime in Baltimore, in Ferguson, in New York, in Philadelphia, or any other city that's torn apart. So one person does a horrendous crime, and people on MSNBC today were all over like white on rice. But
absolutely,
Baltimore, and guess what? It's still the white man's fault.
Well, isn't it interesting, though, Scoop, like you said, that when it turned out that Jared Loughner was a leftist, did the left wing suffer? Was the mainstream media taking the left wing to task? Not at all. Of course, the silence is deafening about that, but now they finally got, out of 100 or more incidents like this, they finally found one that fits their paradigm, and they're riding it till like a mule until the legs splay out.
And in this case, as we say, Keith, let no crisis go unexploited or something to that extent. What else you got for us, Scoop?
All right, Mr. Flood supposedly had an issue against black people. So what does he do? He goes into a church full of 9 black people and shoots and kills them all. But guess what? He's going to end up in a jail full of black people. So karma's a you-know-what. But here's another thing that nobody seems to want to look at, is that people get shot outside of church on Sundays. One of my coworkers, who happens to be black, we're talking about it, and both of us were distraught, and he says, you know what? People get shot outside church all the time, including his local church in that so nice neighborhood. So, I mean, why doesn't Melissa Harris-Perry go up to these churches and say, well, you know, why are blacks killing blacks in front of churches on Sundays? But, again, you're going to hear about that.
Well, you know, this is obviously the most aberrant situation imaginable. There are so many more situations in which there is not a white shooter shooting black people. It's like dog man bites dog rather than dog bites man. But this is going to be the new crime wave, apparently.
Which I guess by that logic it is newsworthy if you know it looked under that lens, Scoop.
Because it's so rare.
Yeah, and now guess what? You know, FBI, the 10 most wanted is going to be all white guys, including them two idiots up in New York. Now, think about this. If New York had the death penalty, those two idiots running around and escape from Clinton Correctional Facility might not be an issue. But anyways, finally, I just want to say that Mr. Edwards and Mr. Alexander, you need to have a major press conference with the rest of the members of the council. Call everybody and, you know, hopefully get your 15 minutes of fame. Say, you know what, this is what we believe in. This is what we don't believe in. This guy is not part of us. Leave us alone and leave our websites alone. We're trying to just...
Well, I will... Scoop, I appreciate you saying that. And, of course, you know, I am a member of the Council of Conservative Citizens, as I've stated, no uncertain terms, and I'm certainly proud of that and happy to work with them. It is not my organization in the sense that I run it, as I do the political cesspool, but I'm certainly happy to speak on behalf of the council if asked to do so. But I will let you know that their president is working on a statement right now that is strong and to the point, and I think says exactly what needs to be said and exactly what I would say, as a matter of fact, if I were in his position. So the council is working on that, and we'll get back to the countless media inquiries, a few of which have trickled down to yours truly because, of course, the political cesspool has promoted the council in the past, and they promote us. And so, you know, there is a link there for sure, and it's one that we're proud of.
Right. And then everybody listening to this who's not a member of the council or who's not a contributor to the cesspool, guess what? You know, the guns are going to be pointing towards us from the left of the media. So open up your checkbook, open up your wallet. Instead of going down to the 7-Eleven, get your 24-pack of beer for you in the evening, donate. Because it's going to start to become a bumpy ride, just as Jared Taylor.
Well, that's right. I mean, and they want it to be. Eddie was just talking while you were making your remarks that if he were in the council, and for me, you know, and to my, you know, I did what Eddie was just saying. Why even respond? It's so ludicrous, this quote-unquote link between the shooter and the council, because he went to their page one time and wrote their name.
You know, what's he going to say? The phase of the moon caused him to do
why
this?
Why even respond? Eddie's saying don't even respond at all. I mean, there's no reason to respond. It's just... It's a lose-lose anyway.
Here's what's going to happen. If you don't respond, then people like all them idiots over on MSNBC said, well, we went to the Council of Conservative Citizens and they had no comment, so they must be something.
The, the reason to respond is this. Now, I would respond. Eddie is saying that there is a case that could be made for not responding. I would respond because you take the bulls by the horn in this case. You've got the entire media looking at you. You've got the spotlight. You've got 100 million people waiting to hear what you have to say, and you hit them right in the mouth, and you hit them as hard as you can.
Well, we'll adopt Rahm Emanuel's position, which crisis is a terrible thing to waste. So
I mean, you know, certainly, and again, and I struggled with whether or not we should even condemn what happened in Charleston, because it should go without saying that obviously we're opposed to any such actions. I mean, any human being is, any normal human being is opposed to violence and abhors this.
I defy anybody to find anything either at the council or at the political cesspool where either organization has recommended or supported a violent reaction.
Never. And they know that, but not that that matters. You know, it doesn't matter. The truth and facts have never mattered. But I'll tell you what, we've got two more hours of fact-based programming coming your way. And I'm really looking forward to the third hour when we get Eddie on as the closer this evening to talk about the effect the drugs would have had and to explore a little more in depth whether or not this man could have been a Manchurian candidate. Scoop, thank you for your contributions tonight. We'll be back with Winston Smith in just a moment.
There's more to come right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.